I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Nigerian government finally acknowledges a problem after 11 years of ignoring it. The ministry's been standing in the gap. Find out how. And how can the gospel be presented effectively to Native Americans? We caught up with a group of people who are doing just that. That story in a few minutes. But first, attacks on Christians by radical Islamists in Nigeria continue, and the Nigerian government has finally admitted that Christians are being targeted by groups like Boko Haram. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says many believers have fled the northern part of the country to get away from the violence.
One of the things I've been concerned about is that if there is a Christian brain drain, if you will, for lack of a better term, out of the north into the south as a way to escape, then there's no opportunity for gospel presence, you know, in the north.
For this reason, Spoken Worldwide is training new pastors to lead Christian congregations in the north. Weaver says they're honest with pastors about the consequences of being a pastor in such a violent area, even pointing to the lives of the apostles. But that's not deterring anyone.
We thought we might have maybe 500 or 600 people in the discipleship pipeline by now, and we've got just under 7,000. So what's happened is the Muslims that are being essentially chased away by Boko Haram are realizing that they're having a crisis of faith, and they're coming to Christ.
So pray the Holy Spirit will give Nigerian believers a supernatural bravery to face persecution and not retaliate. Meanwhile, ask any married couple, and they'd probably agree. Communication matters. 2019 saw a lot of debate in the missions world about semantics and their role in shaping strategy. Terms like people groups, unreached, and unengaged were, and continue to be, debated by experts from every sphere. Operation Mobilization spokesman York Osbacher is part of the Alliance for the Unreached and says the coalition members are part of a broader discussion.
We are looking at these as tools in our toolbox to help inform the strategy, the way that we try to go about this work. We're all open to learning, and we're in this process and together as co-laborers with Christ and with one another in our mission to reach the world with the message of Jesus Christ.
Each Alliance member rallies around a common goal: reaching people who have no access or opportunity to know Christ. But it doesn't stop there.
The biblical mandate is not simply to divide people into groups and check them off on a list. The biblical mandate is to disciple the peoples of the world, to see that they're taught what Christ taught.
You can learn more about this movement on May 31st, the International Day for the Unreached.
How is God asking you to be involved in the work of the Great Commission? Because this is something that scripturally is issued to all of us as believers. This is not a professional mandate for people who are paid to work within the church structure. This is something that is incumbent upon all of us as believers.
And Native American suicide rates are the highest of any racial or ethnic group in the United States. As concern for these communities continues to grow, everyone from Congress to the church is looking for ways to help those who are suffering without hope. Brad Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains how their On Eagle's Wings ministry has worked for years to bring hope and healing to Native American young people.
We certainly have found through connecting with these Native young people who have found hope in a relationship with Jesus, that is where the true transformation comes.
Potential government funding would help provide Native American communities with resources like counseling and support. However, the gospel and a Christian community are key for bringing true hope to those who are struggling. On Eagle's Wings partners with local believers to make sure the young people they minister to will have support once the team leaves.
What's very important is not just to say, there is hope and his name is Jesus, but there's a community of people. There's a community of people who love Jesus, who want to come alongside you. And that's why we find it so important to work with follow-up partners in an area.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.